today's Let's Talk devotion. For the next few weeks, we will search scripture on the topic of authentic love. I know you've probably heard this many times before, or maybe this is your first time to hear this quote, but I love it, and I think it's worth sharing over and over again. Philip Yancey, in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace, shares, "Grace means there is nothing I can do to make God love me more, and nothing I can do to make God love me less. It means that I, even I, who deserve the opposite, am invited to take my place at the table in God's family. There is no greater love than the love of God, and He shows us His grace and mercy every day." In John 15, 12 through 14, it's Jesus speaking here, and He says this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you." Wow. Jesus calls us His friends. Can you believe that Jesus gives us the privilege and honor to be called His friend? Jesus showed His love for all mankind by laying down His life for us. He took on our sins and nailed them to the cross. That, my friends, is genuine love. It's real. You can count on it. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 tells us that love is patient and that love is kind and love rejoices with truth and it bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes in all things and it endures all things. And genuine love is never ending. This scripture also tells us what genuine love is not. It is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, selfish, irritable, resentful. And genuine love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. When we receive this genuine love, we are forever changed. We are a child of God. We should want everybody around us to know that they can be a child of God. Let's go in our Bibles to 1 John 4, and this is a little bit of a long passage that I'm going to share, but I want to read it to you. 1 John 4, 7 through 21 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loves us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him, and He in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother." God demonstrated here His love for us by sending His Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This is the purest of love. God sent His Son for the sacrifice of our sins Jesus took on all of our sins and nailed them to the cross. Did we do anything to deserve this genuine love? Absolutely not. These verses tell us that we should love one another because God loved us first. He set the example of what genuine love should look like in our lives. Remember verse 18? It tells us that there is no fear in love, and that perfect love, which is the love of God, casts out all fear. So, when we love others the way God loves us, we want them to know the purest love they can experience. We love them so much that we want them to have the same love. You know, the number one reason that we don't share God's love with other people is fear. Satan wants us to be fearful about sharing the love of Jesus especially. But Satan can be defeated. Let's go back to verse 18 again. There is no fear in love, and that perfect love, the love of God, casts out all fear. So if we know Jesus, He is our Savior and Lord, then the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of us. So we have the power to defeat Satan. In the name of Jesus, we do. Not on our own power, nothing that we can do or say or do works, none of that. But the power of the Holy Spirit can defeat Satan, and we can share Jesus with others who don't know Him, and they can come to know Him because of the love that God has shared with us. I'd like to challenge you this week to stand up to Satan, defeat him, love God the way He first loved you, and tell others of this great love. Dear friends, I hope that you have enjoyed Let's Talk throughout the week. We have some great lessons that are shared there. And I pray that if you come across someone that you know does not know Jesus and you feel like you don't have the right words to share Jesus with them, I pray that you would direct them to Let's Talk Ministry and let them sit in a quiet place and listen and prayerfully through all of these messages that they will come to know Jesus as their Savior. I hope you have a blessed week, and I pray that you will remember how much God loves you and how much He loves others around you.